correspondent John Lyne is in Cairo. John, what's the atmosphere like at the moment?
Well, very tense, of course, still in Tahrir Square. I was just there a bit early this morning. Since I left, the demonstrators, the anti-government protesters, have swelled in numbers and pushed out and pushed away some of these people. We don't quite know how to describe them, whether we call them pro-government supporters or just hired thugs. It depends what side of the equation you are, really. But anyway, the anti-government demonstrators are expanding their control. The army have also moved in much larger numbers, but still maybe not enough numbers to really take control of the situation. The army's position, both in the immediate confrontation and in the country generally, is now the big unanswered question. Hello? Hello? Very strange. Okay.
Fine. It's BBC Two, 9 PM. And it's called Louis Theroux and the Ultra-Zionists.
Correct, yes. And it's very exciting. I finally made a story that I've been trying to make for 10 years, which is a look at these extreme religious settlers who've moved out into heavily Arab and Palestinian areas of the West Bank to live this war-torn existence because the Bible told them to do it.
And that's the claim they make, isn't it?
Yeah.
That they constantly reference the Bible. So much to say about it. It's a terrific programme. It's such a sensitive subject as well, and you're of course very aware of that going into it.
Yes, and actually, you know, and for good reason, because there's so much hinging on it. I mean, for one thing, I would hate for it to be construed as a film that's critical of Israel in the abstract, or indeed the Jewish people. You know, one of the most sort of over the centuries, one of the most defamed and hounded peoples on earth. So there are understandably these huge sensitivities, and this is a look at a very it's what I call a fringe of a fringe. It's not just the settlers in the West Bank, it's the extreme edge of the settlers. So I think it's important, I do like to emphasize that and get that across.
Yeah.
It's not mainstream Israelis by any means. It's the absolute hardcore.
And we'll play some clips in a moment. Apparently we were off air for a few seconds at the start of the interview, because you took your headphones off. Did you sense that we weren't really broadcasting for a moment?
I did, yeah. Well, I couldn't hear you in my headphones, and I was starting to think about it, and that was freaking me out.
Well, I'm sorry about that. No, but I think we're going to go back to John Lyne as well. He's in Cairo. John, I was asking you about what the new prime minister in Egypt has been saying today and been saying about some of the violence yesterday.
Well, yes,